Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge has its own skiing hero, fresh from picking up his first World Cup points of the season in the men's slalom in Austria. Billy Major is now a part of Team GB in Beijing. This morning, we're joined by Billy's sister, Sophie. Morning, Sophie.
Hiya.
Good morning.
So tell me, how does someone from Cambridge end up alpine skiing, given, we don't have hills for starters, let alone mountains?
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny one. So our parents own and run a small ski business out in the French Alps, and they've been doing it for over 30 years. So we would spend the winters over there and then the summers in the UK. So Billy grew up skiing and we were at school there and he got taken into the ski program in the local schools. And yeah, that's how it all started.
So from what age were you guys on the ski slopes? Like, how old or young was he actually when he first showed that kind of like real skill for being a bit of a pro?
Well, he started when he was about 2. And
wow.
Then, and in the village, in all the villages in that sort of area, they have local ski clubs where you sort of, you get put into that program and then you start competing at sort of 6 or 7 years old. And then the next high school, you get put into another ski program. So it's probably from about 7 or 8 years old, he started to show that sort of
right.
promise.
Wow.
And then he went through the program. Yeah.
So aside from Billy, are you a sporting family generally?
Very much so. Our older brother was a soccer player out in the US. Both my parents are fit as fiddles. I'm not the anomaly, but I'm more the academic one, I would say. With two pretty extraordinary brothers.
So how long have you been following Billy for? How are you following Billy, I should say, in terms of TV coverage? Or are you seeing it online? Are you sending reports back? What's happening?
So we're communicating sort of through FaceTime and stuff like that. And luckily he can have his social media over there as well, which is handy. And we'll be watching on BBC and watching all the coverage we can. And up until now, we've been glued to the telly every Sunday watching the World Cup races. And it's a bit of a surreal experience, but it's pretty incredible.
Has he already competed? Is he going to compete multiple times, or is it one discipline that he's skiing in?
It's just the one. So he'll be competing on Wednesday the 16th in the men's slalom.
And so tell us, so this is alpine skiing. Just give us a little idea of what exactly that means in a competitive situation, which he's currently in. What does that entail exactly, the sport?
So there are different, in alpine skiing, there are different sort of disciplines. So you've got slalom, giant slalom, downhill, and it's kind of based on the shape of the gate and the distance between the gates. Mm. So he's competing in slalom. So that's where really short turns, they have to go through the gate, tends to be a sort of shorter course, but they're not going as quickly as, say, downhill skiers.
Right.
So it's not as dangerous. Like the men's downhill yesterday, you had men going at sort of 70 miles an hour, for example.
God,
so it's not that sort, it doesn't involve that, but it's incredibly technical.
Yeah.
And incredibly precise.
And is this,
so it makes it exciting.
Is this something, is he competing against others at the same time, or is it against the clock?
Against the clock.
Against the clock.
So it'll be against the clock and against each other.
Yeah.
But it's not like they're not all going down the course at the same time, like in border cross or something
right.
like that.
What kinds of speeds is he going to be hitting, and how quickly is he going to be? Like, what's the target time, for instance?
It completely depends on the course, to be honest. So you'll have the sort of leaders in the World Cup circuit with the best World Cup points, they'll be going first.
Mm.
And then you basically try to be within hundreds of a second of the first person. So it's incredibly, incredibly close. But he's been right there for the past few World Cup races, and he had an amazing result in Schladming the other week.
Tell us.
Well, he came, he only started on the World Cup circuit this time last year, so last January.
Hmm.
So he had an incredible year last year. And this year, he's been really snapping at the heels of the top World Cup skiers. So he came 18th in Schladming, which is where he got his first World Cup points. And it's an incredible result. So it's boding well. Really happy for him to have got that before going to the Olympics, just giving him that sort of boost of confidence.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Yeah. So you've been in touch with him. How is it out there at the moment? Like, what's the whole setup like in Beijing? We also heard last week that there was quite a bit of a problem with, the snow, really, and that a lot of it was going to be artificially created. Does that have an impact on the sport?
I imagine so. I mean, it depends. Across, they use artificial snow across Europe and different snow, because obviously you can't guarantee snow, and if the snow's too soft, they have to inject it with water to make it really hard, and so they'll be used to skiing on all types of snow, depending on where they are. So hopefully it won't be anything that he hasn't come across before. It will of course have an impact for all athletes. Yeah.
I suppose, like with horse racing, really, you know, when it's described as going being good, going being firm, there must be, you know, different types of consistency to the snow. So, is it for Billy, if it is fake snow, is it just to him another type of snow which he just has to, you know, measure, deal with, and get on with it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. They're coaches and techs and everyone will know what the snow is like. They'll try to have as much information about the course as possible before they go, so they know, right, you have to really dig your skis in here or not be quite so aggressive on this corner. So they try to know the course and the snow conditions as best as they can before they compete, because it will affect the way that they ski. Mm-hmm. But hopefully, as I said, they've come across it before.
Following his success then in the World Cup the other week, what would you say his medal hopes are, and for the Team GB skiing team as a whole?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I'm feeling so excited for Dave Riding in particular. I mean, he's had a long career and he is doing so well at the moment. And he had his first British win, men's British win the other day. And it was incredible. And everyone was just so excited. And I think Billy and Dave and Laurie, I think they'd all probably agree, they're in a really good space mentally as a team, really supporting each other and pushing each other as well. So I don't know. I feel really excited about Team GB this year, not just in alpine skiing and sort of across all the teams. It's amazing. Seems to be a really strong team at the moment.
That's really good news. So when do we get to see him? Do we have to stay up in the middle of the night to watch it, or is this something which is likely to be at a sensible time for a UK viewer?
I wish I could say it was, but no, I'm afraid it's going to be at 2:15 in the morning. So I think I'm going to have to get those coffees and those biscuits in late at night and stay up watching it.
Yeah, so don't have too many biscuits, though. Dangerous. Yeah. You won't be going skiing if you have too many chocolate biscuits.
What day is that again? What date is he competing?
On Wednesday the 16th.
The 16th. Brilliant.
If
I do stay up, do we know what number's on his T-shirt or anything like that so I can try and spot him?
We're not sure yet.
That's annoying.
I know, it's really annoying, but it will come out soon. It'll all be announced soon.
Well, we'll certainly keep an eye out for the numbers, and indeed for Billy as well. Give him my best next time you're speaking to him. I'm sure Cambridge will be rooting for him in all of that. But thank you, Sophie, for joining
Sophie.
Us this morning.
Thanks so much, and I'll pass that on to
you. You're very welcome. Sophie, the sister of Billy Major, who's part of Team GB in Beijing, and we're looking forward to seeing him as part of the skiing team. It's 20 now before 9.
Cambridge 105 Radio.